Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Give us your overall view, but I mean, you kind of called it, might be that, you know, with the celebrations. I mean, you talked, to be fair, after Saturday, you'd like your players to have gone on to bed rather than to celebrate. I'm sure you wouldn't offer that as an excuse overall, but did you feel that probably was a factor in the preparation tonight?
Well, this game was also proof. I was so annoyed that we had to play 75 minutes in underload against a really good side, Bournemouth. So also, you could feel sometimes in a few scenes, perhaps also a bit the tiredness. And, you know, I think this has also to do in general. It was a tight game, like you would expect when a side who is just promoted and sitting on position one plays against a side who is sitting on position two, highly motivated also to promote anyhow. So, and in this game, it's always like fine margins and small details if you win or if you lose a game. I got the feeling they were a bit on the front foot in the first 50 minutes. Then we had a really good period, then changed back to them and back to us. So it was a tight game and everything could happen on both sides. And okay, each and every situation, each and every small detail can then change or the game or decide the game. And we had a situation in the second half. We were in overload on the wings and were perhaps not consequent enough in the leading the duel, lost the ball, and for that they had a crossing situation and we were then perhaps not aware enough to defend the movement of the offensive player in the box. And out of this, they were able to punish us and score the goal. And after that, you have to say, so once Watford is in lead, you could feel that is from their experience, a Premier League side and a really quality side. Once they are in lead, it's so difficult to create against them, and they know exactly how to break the rhythm and also calm the game completely down. It's more or less a Premier League side, and we found it then too difficult to turn the game. So it was another sign. I wouldn't blame our promotion anyhow on Saturday anyhow. So perhaps a bit that we had to play an underload for 75 minutes. I think this played a role. It played also a role that a few players went into this game with a few injury concerns. So I think they were perhaps also not at their best level today. And also that, yeah, especially our backline was a bit disrupted today. Yeah, no John Nunes, no Ben Gibson, no Christoph Zimmermann. And of course you can, yeah, repair this for one or two games, but when you have to keep going all 3 days also, and then also always with the same lads and don't have the chance anyhow to change that much or to rest, for example, Grant Henley with some problems anyhow, then it can be sometimes difficult, especially when you play against a side who is also really one of the top sides in this league. And I would say we were there with the average performance. Anyhow, it would have been enough to win many points in this league against many sides, but not against one of the best sides who is really in red hot form anyhow and also on fire. And yeah, for that, we also have to say congratulations and to accept the quality of the opponents and also the performance. And yes, of course, I would have preferred to draw this game at least. It was definitely possible. It was also possible to win this game. Would have been then a bit easier to win the title right now. Yeah, we're just 5 points clear. And we try our best also to win the title after this game. And yeah, for that, just today, we have to say congratulations to Watford.
You did also say that however this game went tonight, you are in the best position. You're 5 points clear. You've got 3 games left. So really, obviously, you're frustrated and disappointed. That's 2 home games now. You've lost. Rare home defeats this season, but you look at the league table, it's still there for you and your boys. You must feel that now.
Yes, and really I can't complain too much, because against Bournemouth, more or less like we were so focused, so concentrated, went in lead. I'm pretty sure with 11 lads we would have brought it already over the line. So red card, okay. Yeah, today was a game against Watford, really difficult preparation, yeah, because of the promotion buzzing, because of the slight injuries, because of playing in underload. Yeah, and we were still competitive and had the chance anyhow to win points. So also not too many complaints. Even this game was also a proof for me at least why we should value what the lads have done during the season. Now when you see the quality and the experience of a side like Watford or also like Bournemouth the other night, or also the quality of Brentford or Swansea, we should value even a bit more that we are already promoted with 5 games to go and we are still in the best position of all of these sides with after 43 game days. So for that, nothing to complain too much. Yeah, of course, we're a bit disappointed tonight, but it's also another proof why we should value enough what these lads have done. And yeah, of course, we want to crown ourselves. But we know that it won't help us for next season. Yeah, 2 years ago, we won the title, but the team that was placed on Premier League level was in Sheffield United, who ended as a runner-up. So it won't help us that much for the next season. But we got the feeling so the lads deserve to crown themselves. And for that, yeah, of course, right now we will shake this disappointment a bit often in the last three games also to hopefully to win enough points in order to secure this title. It will be difficult because Watford is also on fire and also highly motivated, and they're also capable to win many points, and we have difficult games, but we are motivated and we want to keep going. Thank you, Paddy.
Thanks, Paddy. Okay, Jim Conlon, please. Jim.
Hi, Daniel. Daniel, did you feel that your side was operating roughly on 80, 70% there tonight? Did you feel that Watford, just the sheer intensity of Watford, that they wanted it that bit more?
So, can you repeat it? I was so concentrated on your jumper because I like the colors anyhow a little bit. If you can repeat the question a bit, I try to concentrate a bit more. Sorry.
No problem. I recognize the colours there. You're talking about your Dortmund connections.
Yes.
Daniel, in terms of your own team there tonight, do you feel that you were operating maybe at 80, 85% compared to what you've been operating earlier on in the year? Do you feel that Watford, just their intensity they brought, the hunger, that they just wanted it that bit more?
Well, I would say it was not our best game of the season. I would agree, but if I'm honest, I also haven't expected this, yeah, because the circumstances were too difficult. Yeah, we had to play just 2.5 days ago in underload for 75 minutes in a quite intense game. We had several injury concerns. Our back line today was pretty disrupted. For example, Xavi Quintilla just played his second game within whatever 7 months or something like this. And of course, and we had also the promotion celebration after the game on Saturday. But I would still say it was at least an average performance of us. And against many sides, it's improbably enough also to win many points on this level. But Watford is a top side. And if you're not 100% there with a top performance, then you have no chance anyhow also like to win points. We were not so far away. So we had one mistake anyhow, and they went in lead, I'm pretty sure. It was more or less, let's be honest, so when we rated more like a draw, and a draw would have been a good result for us, but we had this one little mistake in our defending. They punished us, and then it's a quality and experience side anyhow. And for that, yes, you also have to respect the quality and the experience and also the performance of the opponent. And we know that we can play even a bit better, but not too many complaints. The circumstances were also difficult, and right now we will keep going.
And I suppose, Daniel, lastly for me, obviously when sides do get promoted, and obviously yourself, there's a bit of sort of a knee-jerk sort of reaction. How important is the manager now? Is it just to quell that sort of bit of the sort of momentum that has gone for you to just get that win, just any sort of a win, a scrappy 1-0 victory, a win where you just grind out the result, just to get back on that sort of routine, that sort of winning sort of routine? Are you just hoping for that 1-0, that sort of real scrappy performance, and just sort of break this sort of mini, sort of tiny, I wouldn't call it a blip, but a tiny sort of blip?
Yes, of course, I'm looking forward to win the next game. There's also no doubt about it, but it will be difficult games. We have two difficult away games at QPR and Barnsley, and difficult home game against Reading, a side who's also fighting for the top six. So yeah, it's never a guarantee. And in general, I can't complain too much. We played against Bournemouth. We're totally on the front foot. We're fully focused. So let's put everything in, grinded everything out. But then a red card changed the game completely. And you could feel also a bit this tiredness already today. And then it's sometimes not enough to play against one of the best sides in this league. And you have to accept then the loss. And in general, I can't complain too much. Anyhow, we just have to make sure that we are focused and concentrated again on the next game. So the games are, at the moment, again, it's coming thick and fast, and we just have 3 days to recover. Yeah, hopefully, there are no injury concerns, and let's will recover a little bit, and then we have to be back at our best. Yeah, because if you're not 100% switch on this level, it's not possible to win football games. I got the feeling so. I can't blame my lads too much today and can't complain about too many topics. Yes, to lead the duel a little bit better before we concede it, or to defend the cross a bit better, but it's fine margins. And for that, I'm not too concerned anyhow. Yes, of course, would be great if we can also crown ourselves with winning the title. We are greedy to do this and we have the chance in the next three games and we keep going.
Oh, Daniel, one more question, actually. You mentioned Watford, they're your opponents there tonight, and obviously they're in prime position to go up, which, you know, to the Premier League, barring a sort of minor miracle. And just I was speaking to you last week, and you talked about Norwich resources and other resources. Well, how do you feel? I know you don't want to comment on clubs, but Watford being joint-owned, the same other owners as Udinese, and a good lot of their players out on loan in Udinese, and with the ability to come back and join them sort of next year as well, part of their squad as well. In terms of that, if Watford do go up, have they the facilities straight away, having that joint ownership to recruit players of Premier League quality straight off the bat?
Well, in general, so this game was today another proof why we should value what we have done, also with our way and with our resources. Yeah, because we are facing today a side who has played several years in a row on Premier League level, and of course they have a different experience and also individual quality in the squad, and also other financial opportunities. Let's be honest, and we accept this, but we're not jealous anyhow. We go our way, we try with our resources, with our tools, try to be successful as possible, and I don't want to compare us too much with other clubs. We go our way and we have to fight with our tools, and for that we have to be a bit more smart, a bit more creative, anyhow, a bit quicker, and to take perhaps sometimes also more risk. Like for example, Timo Pukki was a risk to sign him as a free transfer. Emil Bundu, I found him in the second tier in Spain. It doesn't always work out like this, but we have to take this risk instead of signing really proper Premier League experienced players. It will always be tough for a self-funding club to be competitive on this level, but we accept this, and with our tools, we try to make the best out of this.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.